Are we on? We're on.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Village Board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome. We will call our meeting for Tuesday, November 15th, to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter. Here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt as presented.
Trustee Harris. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented, and a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. We have a resignation from our Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee from Danielle Pierquette. We thank Danielle very much for the time she spent. We rely on our volunteers and our residents a lot, and we thank her for everything she's done. Another announcement. Just hit the wires today that Project Vote of Brown County, the 2022 Municipal Voter Challenge, which measures the percentage of registered voters who voted in the November 8th election. There are two categories, and every village and town and city is part of one. We are part of the larger community, or the gold section, and number one in the gold section, I am proud to say, was the Village of Alloway, with 78% of our voters voting. Thank you to all of our residents who voted. That's what we're supposed to be doing. The next closest was Village of Suamico at 74.9%. But everyone had good turnouts, and that's it. Mr. Harris, do you have an announcement?
Well, I wanted to provide an update to, excuse me, everyone, related to the new water budget presentation that they gave to us on October 4th. We had asked at the time, because their O&M expenses from 22 to 23 are going up by a little over 9%, which new water's portion of the typical water bill is about a little over 27%. So residents are going to see just under a 2.25% increase in their water bills just as a portion of new water. So we try to do our best to understand where that's coming from. And we asked some questions during the meeting and we did some follow-up. In terms of the 9.1%, they said about almost 6% was due to salary and benefits. But that still left another 12.3% of the non-salary and benefit items the non-salary and benefit items are increasing 12.3% year over year. So we asked them to check into it. I followed up with them on Friday just to see where things stood. I did get a message this morning that I wanted to share with everyone. It had to do with them breaking down a little bit of where those expenses are. It talked about a couple different things. They said there's one reduction, actually. The interceptor system is actually decreasing, and that's, they said, due to a reduction in chemical addition and reduced level of sewer inspection costs of 2023. I followed up on each of these items just to double-check things, and I didn't know if the 2023 reduction is a one-time event, or if we're going to see a increase or return to, let's say, 2022 levels in 2024, or if this is a permanent decrease. They explained that their power line item is increasing by $499,000, or 29.5%, due to an increase in the power utility rate, as well as an increase in budgeted power usage. My follow-up back to them in terms of that portion of it is that we, in terms of Alloway, are seeing a noticeable increase. We've got $10,000 of just the cost of street lamps in our budget for 2023 that are increasing, but that's a 5% increase. So if it's going up 29.5%, I asked for a little more information about how is the power usage increasing so drastically that they're seeing a 29.5% increase in the line item for that. The other two items had to do with repairs and maintenance, and they said that's due to preventative maintenance needs as well as the associated cost of maintaining their infrastructure. And the last one was their contracted services are increasing by $441,000, or 11.6%, and they said that's due to watershed work in our first full year of the full-scale adaptive management program. Don't know what that is, but I did follow up with a portion, because if you look at their contracted services, it is over $4 million. Their salaries and benefits are in the neighborhood a little over $12,000. So that means they've got a 33% add-on of contracted or consulting services. So in the spirit of Clarence Matusa, I'm questioning, why are we doing all those consulting services? If you're spending $4 million a year on consultants, is there a portion of that that could come in-house? You have more control of it. You'd assume you're not hitting overhead twice or the things like that, so the costs should be lower. You're not going to get rid of all of your contracted services, but hopefully with some, they'd be able to look at that more closely and bring that in-house in terms of full-time employees. That was what I followed up with. So I'll keep the rest of the board updated in terms of what I hear back, but those were some of the questions we asked based off of their budget presentation, the feedback I got, and then going back to them.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Short announcement, sorry.
Thank you.
Are there any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any announcements from staff? Okay. We will close the announcements. And item number four, presentation. We are proud to have Tony from the League of Municipalities here to present the Municipal Champion Award to our very own Senator Robert Coles.
Thank you, Village President Rafter and members of the Alloway Village Board, for allowing the League to take a little bit of your time today to recognize Senator Rob Coles as a municipal champion in the state legislature. My name is Toni Herkert, and I've had the honor of representing the League of Wisconsin Municipalities as our Government Affairs Director since January of 2021. I'm taking over our Government Affairs Program as Kurt Witinski, our Deputy Director, who has led the League in our lobbying efforts and legislative efforts, is retiring at the end of the year after 22 years doing the lobbying, 35 years with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, so right out of law school. I will do my best to continue his tradition of excellence. A little bit about the League, for those of you who don't know, we were created in 1898. In 2023, we will celebrate our 125th anniversary. We have nearly 600 members, including all of Wisconsin's 190 cities and all but a handful of the 450 villages. Thank you to Alloway for being part of the League family. As a prominent historic location in the state, you will also experience unique challenges, such as being land and river locked, with borders including Green Bay, Bellevue, De Pere, and the Fox River. Your future growth is challenging, and redevelopment is an incredible asset for you. You will hear a couple of things why we honored Senator Coles tonight in that redevelopment category. We're here this evening to honor Wisconsin State Senator Rob Coles as one of the League's Municipal Champions for 2021-2022 legislative session before we start the next legislative session in January of 2023. We have many members of the Wisconsin State Legislature that we work with, and we're happy that we have good relationships with many on both sides of the aisle. In fact, this session in split government, we were fortunate to get 29 of 55 proposals through and signed into law. Senator Coles was specifically responsible for 7 of those as author. So that's about 25% of our proposals he was strictly responsible for authoring and shepherding through the process. We kind of saved the best for last, if I can be honest, honoring Senator Coles. Some of you may not know, in my 27-year career in state policy and state government, I worked 12 of those years for Senator Coles, most recently being 9, right before I headed to the league. So he is an amazing man, willing to listen, work on hard issues, reach across the aisle, and find common ground. He's an incredible friend and a mentor to me personally. We're very honored to be able to offer the award to him tonight. Today we're recognizing him for the following issues that he specifically worked on last legislative session. The 7 bills he authored included 2 to address red tape and agency inefficiencies for water utilities. Wisconsin Act 85 addressed unnecessary delays in water construction and lead service line projects, and Wisconsin Act 86 allowed for meter replacements without going through the PFC Certificate of Authority process. In addition, Senator Coles authored 2 impactful bills on economic development, which should be of interest to the Village of Alloway, as they will focus on redevelopment potential. Wisconsin Act 149, which would expand the environmental remediation tax incremental district to allow the increment to be used on interior building contaminants. Prior to that, the program could be used for external contaminants like soil remediation and things like that. Now you can do internal contaminations like lead, arsenic, anything like that, asbestos. Wisconsin Act 175 expanded the Property Assessment Clean Energy Program, or the PACE program in the state, which creates a unique financing opportunity for municipalities in redevelopment. Senator Coles also authored legislation that provided technical changes to the Safe Drinking Water and the Clean Water Fund financial assistance programs, cutting administrative hurdles and aligning the programs to more closely mirror one and another for ease of application and implementation. And he authored a bill to provide a general permit for hydrologic restoration in the state, allowing communities, businesses, and property owners a chance to work together to outline a holistic watershed management plan for increased participation in flooding events with a general permit from the State Department of Natural Resources, as opposed to multiple individual permits that were required in the past. Finally, Senator Coles was a co-author of the League in Town Land Use Compromise Bill last session and helped shepherd that legislation through the process as the vice chair of the Senate Local Government and Transportation Committee. He is also chair of the Natural Resources and Energy Committee and Senate chair of the Audit Committee in the legislature. You should all feel proud that you have a state senator who is willing to lead, but equally willing to find common ground and work hard to produce positive solutions for his district and municipalities around the state. Join me in congratulating my former boss, my good friend, Senator Rob Coles, as the 2021-2022 League of Wisconsin Municipalities Municipal Champion. So for the senator, we have some cute little coasters that have League of Wisconsin Municipalities Municipal Champion, and a glass that has Alloway on the bottom as all roads lead home, and then it's the district
very neat.
That says home.
What if the sheriff drink with this? The next big victory we get somewhere along the line.
There you go.
I'll take these back for you. You can say a couple words, and then we're going to grab a picture.
You know, I've been concerned about Tony driving all the way to Madison for this. So Tony, safe travels back, because you've got a big meeting tomorrow morning with the leader of the assembly, and that's a very important meeting. And Jim and I were talking as he came in here, you know, the league, and yeah, sure, Tony worked for me, and but I can tell you this with all sincerity, the league does great work for the municipalities of the state. They've got so many issues they're trying to juggle all at once. I don't know how they do it. You know, they could use several more crack staff, you know, if you are all willing to pay the fees, but I know that things are tough there. But Tony has done such a good job for me. You know, we miss her, but I know that they need her with the League of Municipalities also. So, you know, I guess I'm not good at just, you know, showing gratitude, but I'm trying to show that I do appreciate this tonight, Jim, and all of you. Thank you very much. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. we were lucky and to get so many things done in the last session, that cluster of issues, and there's many more that didn't quite get done, Tony, right?
Yeah.
And those will be at the top of the agenda. And I know that you need help on shared revenue. You know, Brad Lang back here, we talk about it all the time. We're concerned about basic services. You know, we're getting to the point where at some point, when do the services get axed? And we're pretty close to that, ladies and gentlemen. So that's a priority of mine. And I know, you know, Jim and I and Brad were always talking about GBCI and moving that forward, and hopefully that the ball can be moved forward in this next budget. But there's many issues, that we could that we will be working on in the next go around. You know, thanks for doing this here tonight. Good luck with your budget. I guess it's not going to be too long because you've done such a good job of controlling spending. Right? So, and you know, thanks for keeping an eye on what's happening at the Metro, the new water situation, because a little more oversight there doesn't hurt. You know, their big plan will come back to go to the PS, not the PSC, the DNR for final approval. Mm-hmm. But, to have local governments look at that and finding ways to suppress that, those costs, is to all of our benefit. So thank you very much again. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be in touch.
Congratulations, Senator.
Come on, Council.
No, that's okay.
Serious.
Slide over here. Senator Coles, Tony, why don't you have to stand in the middle?
There we go.
Sir?
If I stand over there, there'll be way too much glare.
Look at Brad.
One, two, three.
There you go.
Look at
Chris.
One, two, three.
Talk now.
Ha ha. 3, 2, 1.
Fast learner.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
much. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's right.
Congratulations very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, really? Chris, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Thanks
for so appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, really? What a great way to kick off a meeting. Thank you once again. Okay. We will move on to item number 5, the 2023 budget hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak at the public hearing regarding our budget? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Sold. Hearing none, we will close our budget hearing. And we'll move on to item number 6, action regarding adoption of the 2023 budget that our staff has worked so very hard to control the spending and to manage our expenses. Do I have a motion? Trustee Harris.
I'd move to pass the 2023 Village of Alloway budget with a tax rate of $6.433 per $1,000 of assessed value, along with moving $90,000 and $16,000 of fund balance, $90,000 to account for the 2022 expenditure restraint, and $16,000 to offset the increase we are receiving from Green Bay Metro.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
I just wanted to echo your statement about the amount of time and effort that the staff has put in on putting the budget together. We've analyzed as many items as we can for where can we cut costs, where can we combine items, where can we consolidate, looking at the growing list of things that are out of our control, the new water, whether it's police, fire, the cost of electricity for streetlights. So the staff has done an outstanding job of analyzing all those things, in my opinion.
Very well said. Any other discussion? Trustee Sampson.
Yeah, I would echo that as well. And I just want to clarify my understanding of it is that we had a bit of a levy increase this year, but in my view, especially since all the years of level spending and levy raise, actually pretty good and in comparison to some other municipalities. But I guess it is my take from the Finance Committee meetings and meetings of this board that next year is going to be very tough, very challenging, and we're starting to come up, well, as Senator Cole said, we're starting to come up against a wall or a cliff. And I guess I'd ask a question. President Rafter, did you go to the convention, the conference?
I did not.
Brad, did you?
I was COVID.
Well, what do you hear? I mean, you talk to legislators. Is there any hope for getting some relief, like when Senator Cole said we'd like to do something with shared revenue?
I haven't heard anything, Brad.
Chris?
Jim and I are attending, or President Rafter and I are attending a Urban Alliance meeting in Madison on November 29th with hopefully some new updates on what's happening.
29th of this month.
Correct.
Because as great a job as they do, there's going to come a point where there's not much they can do. And maybe next year is it already. You know. What does that mean for our lobbying or anything else? I think you've talked at this board about being creative in revenue streams and things like that. And that's going to be something for the coming year. But yeah, no, I mean, very, very solid, responsible budget.
Yeah, for what it's worth, just to point out to our citizenry that between public works and public safety, that's 73% of our budget. And there's not a lot of wiggle room anywhere in here. As we spent, you know, a fair amount of time looking at all these categories, trying to find something somewhere that, and I think the staff did all that. So, no, I think it's a great combination of efforts. Appreciate it.
Any other discussion?
President, I'd like to make one comment.
Sure.
I'd like to thank Julie on behalf of all the staff. All the effort she had put into this. I've had the pleasure of working with Julie for a number of years, and always amazes what she can come up with. So, appreciate it.
Echoed. We are we're a lucky village to have the entire staff, and the many Saturdays I drive by this office and see a car belonging to Julie in the parking lot. And others, that's dedication, and our residents are lucky to have you. So thank you very much for all you do. We have a motion to approve the 2023 budget, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you very much. Item number 7, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda?
Yes.
Come on up. I knew we'd get you sometime.
Exactly.
And if you would be kind enough to give us your name and address.
I'm Kay Clausen, 451 Arrowhead Drive.
Sarah Fritchler, 141 Arrowhead Drive.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. I was here several years ago, I'm guessing maybe 4 or 5, and complained about the deer problem in Alloway. And it is just getting worse. We have deer coming through our yard all the time First of all, when if you have little children, and we have a lot of houses turning over on our street, mm-hmm. which is great. I love having the kids. I'm across the street from the park, you know. But we're talking about ticks, deer ticks, Lyme disease. I mean, I like to go barefoot in my yard yet. But, you know, it's not a good idea. So I talked to several neighbors. We were at a neighborhood gathering, and I gathered signatures from a number of them who have complained. And these aren't just people on Arrowhead. They are people on St. Francis also. And, you know, they really pretty much wander around there in St. Mary's. And I just...
I'm on Briar, I'll sign it.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Yeah, you got it really bad, right up against the thing. But we just ask that if we could get something done about this. We have large bucks walking through. 2 years ago, I had my roof done, and the men up there said, "Oh, did you know you have a large 18-point buck walking through?" Sarah's had the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I woke up Sunday morning, opened up the blinds, made coffee, and there's four of them lying in my yard, you know, just making themselves at home. They have destroyed my garden every year. They destroy my plants. They eat my hostas. I spray, I do everything I'm supposed to do, they still come around. They jump the fence of my garden to get my lettuce before I can get it. Also, another concern is the safety of anybody driving down the street, especially Riverside Drive. I've driven down there I don't know how many times, and two or three of them are just shooting right across the street. It's a safety deal. They were hanging out at the park there for a while, and once they see the lights, then they, you know, freak out and jump, and then they run across the street. I called the DNR, and nobody ever called me back.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
With the little children, there are so many new and young families. And you know, during the rut time, those bucks can be nasty. Mm-hmm. I've seen the deer come right up to my house. I have a four-season room in the back. They stand right outside the windows and look at me like, "Who are you and what do you want?" You know, I mean, they are
Where's
fearless.
My food?
Yeah. Yeah, fearless. And also, I have a couple more things. Yeah, if we need to work, I assume we will need to work with the DNR somehow. And can we talk about getting some kind of culling mechanism? Please. They have eaten, you know, practically everything in my garden, like she said. The hostas, my roses. They ate my roses before they even bloomed.
Yep.
The buds, take them right off. My hybrid Asian lilies, they've killed those. They eat all the tulips, all the petunias. My phlox used to be about 5 foot high, they're around King David, big white ones. Now they grow about this high, two and a half feet, because as soon as the buds come out, they eat them. Then the plant is resilient enough, comes back again. They eat them. You know, I might get a third bloom if I'm lucky. My bachelor buttons, my sedum. I mean, there really isn't anything they won't eat. In one bed alone, I had 35 hostas. 32 of them were eaten. One bed. I mean, and we have a lot of hostas. I'm probably 100 at least in all the different beds. And people go, "Well, just spray them." Well, I'm going to be spraying every day, you know, and it goes away. And
yeah.
I mean, we won the Alloway Beautification Award for our garden several years ago. I couldn't do that now. All my, you know, plants are just chewed down. So, mm-hmm. Anything else, Sarah?
I walk the Abbey quite a bit too, mm-hmm. and I notice that people are actually feeding the deer. Some people in the neighborhoods are leaving food out for them. It's like you keep bringing them back when we're trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
I've been the first one to say something, why are you feeding the deer? And some of the responses I get are really stupid. So, so I don't know. But, you know, now that it gets dark early and that's when they run around, I think they're just dangerous to have around.
I share your concern, and we can surely contact the DNR and anyone else who might be able to help. I think the last time you came, I recommended we put signs up along the trail saying no deer allowed in Alloway. They didn't pay attention.
They don't read. They
Do you
just
believe
can't
that?
Read. Yeah, I know.
The gall.
And I know they did a count a couple of years ago of the Abbey area, because I have a friend who lives in De Pere on the other side of that property, yeah. And he talked with the guy who did the counting, and he said, oh, there's at least 50 of them in here.
Oh, sure.
Now, that's not enough. That's the problem. There isn't enough feed there for them. Mm-hmm. And so they go into everybody's yards. Yeah. And it's just, you just kind of want to quit. You know, well, it's disgusting. And it's safety. And it, especially with the younger children now, I think safety's an issue. And at least if you would look into it, I would ask, look into it, please. And let us know what the DNR has to say. Mm-hmm. And I would be happy to go and speak to the DNR. And if we could get, you know, some kind of a hunting season. I have an airing porch up on my second floor. I mean, you could stand up there with a bow and arrow. And just, in the wintertime, they come yeah, they come and slay in my backyard among the trees, you know, and just... Oh, sun themselves. I mean,
I put a saddle on one the other day.
Yeah, well, you could. Yeah.
So, no, I don't mean to make light of it.
It's, I know, but it's,
they eat our whole yard. We got rid of two apple trees to maybe dissuade them from coming, but we don't have any hostas any longer. And
yeah, but yeah. I'm not willing to give up my whole garden. Right. And people say, well, shouldn't it be, you know, built in the country? I didn't build in the country. I'm in the middle of town, for crying out loud.
And our fight's not with our fellow residents. It's yes. with the deer.
Deer, yes.
Yes.
How many years have each of you been in your homes? And there's always been deer. But
oh,
if you could talk about what's happened.
23 years. And it's never had a problem. Just the past maybe... 10 years?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it just gets worse.
It just gets worse and worse. Mm-hmm. They just keep coming back. Mm-hmm.
And we built in 84. And we never had deer at all. And then they just, you know, you'd see one once in a while. And of course, they like the park.
And who so doesn't?
In Sunlight Park, yeah. But there again, you know, there are little kids there.
Yeah.
How much stuff are we dropping? Besides deer droppings.
Yeah, and that's all over
and that's all over your yard. And, okay. But it's the live season.
We will look into that. I thank you very much for coming back. If you'd make sure that Brad has your contact information, we can get back to you.
Will do.
Good.
But I thank you very much for coming, ladies.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see what we can do.
I would appreciate it.
We'll get
very
those
much.
Signs erected right
at
away.
At this point, I'm not going to get the gardening award anymore. And I don't want it. Too much work.
Okay, have a good night. Be safe going home.
Thank you.
We will.
Do you want this salad?
Yes, I don't know why it's got.
Okay, we will move on, seeing that no one is left from the public. We will move on to item number 8. Do any of my fellow trustees, do we have any fellow trustees who want something on a future agenda? And we have your one from last week, or last time, coming up in a future one, I promise.
Dear.
We're going to add deer. Kate and Sarah, we're going to add deer to our next agenda. How about that? We're going to see what we can do.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Will you be reporting then at the next report, or you won't know unless the DNR?
As soon as we know something, we will, but as long as Brad has your contact info, you'll know. Okay, any other future agenda items? Hearing none.
I will accept a motion to convene in a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically developers' agreements.
Under the auspices of 1985-1, I will move to enter into closed session.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch. We are in closed. Back in open session. We are back in open session to take action, possible action on any items that were discussed in closed session. There are none, so I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Genrich. Seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you one and all, and have a good evening.
Well, people reading the minutes must think they don't know anything in those calls.